Ananda was the first World Brotherhood Cooperative community, but there are now 7 communities worldwide and various centers and meditation groups in Europe and India, as well as the United States. So this was the first in the center, but the temple didn't get built until now. And we started in earnest planning this about 10 years ago, and it coincided with the update of Ananda's comprehensive master plan with Nevada County. It was a fairly long, drawn-out process of cooperation with the county, various consultants, numerous studies, and that ended in 2017 with the unanimous approval of the comprehensive master plan update by the Planning Commission and the Board of Supervisors, and that cleared the last hurdle to the building of this temple. So through the collaboration of 1,800 different donors from 24 different countries worldwide, we were able to manifest this very beautiful $3.85 million building and bring it into manifestation for our 50th anniversary. And we're grateful to all those who helped all around the world, and especially those who live here at the village. So the temple serves a variety of functions. The first and foremost, as I mentioned, is a center for the community, which we come together in meditation. That's the center of our life, the practice of a Kriya Yoga, a meditation technique brought by Yogananda. It's a place of worship, of gathering. It's also a place, the symbolic center of Ananda's work around the world, and that's recognized by all the donors who are able to come together to manifest this building. And people come from all the world here as visitors and pilgrimage to this spot. And last, but certainly not least, it's a center of outreach to our neighbors here in Nevada County. And anyone who would like to come is welcome. We have a Sunday service every Sunday at 11 o'clock. We teach yoga meditation. We have an Expanding Light retreat facility that's open 365 days a year. And we welcome you all to join us, especially if you're interested in what we do, a little bit more about meditation and the practice of Kriya Yoga. So we hope to see you all here again. And I'd like to now turn it over to the architect of the of this temple, J.T. Heater.
Good morning. Good to see you all here and welcome. This has been a long process of manifestation to have this temple in its present form. And Yogananda said, immortalize the teachings in architecture. And that was our goal when we designed this building and created it, because we wanted to create something that would be an uplifting experience for anybody who came here. So when you come into the building, if you've never been in here before, just experience it and take it in. And I hope you will find the inspiration that we felt in the design process. One of the major things we work on is expansion of ourselves to unite with the greater reality of God and the divine. So when you come into the temple space, you will be able to feel that virtually by the shape of the space and all the details that make the building what it is and give you that expansive feeling. And so just experience it for yourself and see what you feel and how you react to the building, because it's very special in that way. The other thing is, it's also a temple for all religions. We have niches on the inside dedicated to 7 of the religions and another niche dedicated to any other religion or any other path or any other thought that people may have. Because universally, we are all trying to seek the divine in some way, or seek our highest self or our highest potential, whatever we define that at. And this building is intended to embrace that and support that in anybody's search who comes here. So as you come into the temple, I think you can experience that in some way physically with the manifestation of this building. And then finally, I just want to say this building is really greater than the sum of its parts. There were a lot of people that put their energy into this. A lot of devotion went into it in the construction process. And it was also created virtually around the world. We have tiles from Italy. We have the cupola on top is from Seattle. We've got the blue tiles are from New York State. We've got a bell here from India. We've got different things from around the world and people participating from around the world. And it's greater than the sum of its parts because everybody put their energy and devotion into it. Even the local contractors who worked on the building were very blessed with what they put in into the project. The glass etchings you see in the building and the other parts that were done by local contractors were really helped to support the whole vibration. So I want to thank everybody who had a part in this and made it their own and really brought it to where it is now, because I think it truly has a greater vibration and greater blessing than we could have imagined. And that's because of everybody putting their love and energy into it. And in charge of doing that was Nakula, the project manager, and I'm going to introduce him now so he can fill you in a little bit on that. Bless you all. Thank you for coming.
Good morning. I am Naiswami Nakula and Paul Cryer. I was the project manager for this great project. It was a real honor and blessing for me to be able to do that, but it wouldn't have been possible without the fantastic team of builders and contractors. I'd like to invite anyone that are here, Galen Lewis of Heartwood Construction, Lucian Brink of Ananda Design and Construction, Neil Sullivan, please come up and be acknowledged. David Mooney Hall of Electrical Power Solutions. And I know he's not here with us, but I'd like to give a special thanks to Willie Keefe in charge of the painting, who had a tragic fall at the very last and broke almost every bone in his body to get it done, as the old saying goes. And it was a real honor for us to be here. It was a great pleasure to work with these great gentlemen as a cooperative team to pull this together with all our varied experiences and perspectives to give a total, like Ponderanga said, our group was bigger than the sum of all our parts to create this place. Early on in the construction of this project, I'd like to give a special thanks to Swami Kriyananda. And early on in this project, I had an audio vision of Swamiji saying, "I'm very pleased with how this was going as our team of builders was proceeding to build it." And I know he meant what you see here now is his great pleasure, and we hope for all of you. Thank you very much for the chance to serve.
Thank you. We want to thank the Chamber, both the Chambers of Nevada City and Grass Valley, for being here to support us in this ribbon cutting event.
Good morning, my name is Erin Serrani, and I'm here on behalf of the Greater Grass Valley Chamber of Commerce. And Mai, I would like to thank you and everybody here at Ananda for coming out for our dedication and ribbon cutting celebration for the 50-year anniversary. And Mai, what can you tell us a little bit about Ananda?
Well, there's a lot to tell about Ananda, but it is a spiritual, it's an intentional spiritual community out here in Northern California, Nevada City. We're 20 minutes outside of Nevada City in the North San Juan Ridge.
Thank you. How can, I know it's a lot, so just bear with us. If someone was unaware of Ananda, how can we be a part of this beautiful ceremony and this particular building? How do we find you? What are your hours? Is it family oriented? Is it specific to one person or not?
The great thing about Ananda is that we have just about everything that would fit the individual's needs. We have families that live here. We have our Living Wisdom School. Today is our open house, and so you can join us today if you want. We have a community lunch at 12:30, and all of our different aspects of our community are open to the public, so if you want to come out and tour the community. Our Living Wisdom School is open. We have a community lunch at downtown Ananda. Our beautiful Crystal Hermitage Gardens are open. Our Expanding Light personal retreat and teaching school of yoga and meditation is also open to the general public today. And you can find us at anandavillage.org/temple. Our address is 14618 Tyler Foote Road, Nevada City.
Thank you so much. Any last minute comments to any of the sponsors that are here today?
We want to say thank you to Hardwick Construction for being our event sponsor and for making this event possible, for Anaya Swami Asha and for Jonica Foundation and Ananda Thousand Oaks, as well as MeditationBench.com. So thank you so much for joining us. Please come and join us for Sunday service. You can come and visit our personal retreats and take a personal retreat. You can do yoga and teacher certification here. You can send your children to our school. Come down and enjoy with us today and visit our community. We'd love to see you.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate, again, all of you for being out here. If you would please give yourselves a warm hug and a round of applause. All right. So,
okay. Chamber, just raise your hands. Great. All right. And the county supervisor, we're Sue.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you for coming out, Sue.
Planning commissioner, Rich.
Our planning commissioner, where's Rich?
Rich Johansson.
Thank you, Rich, for joining us today. All righty. Shall we invite them up to help you cut this magnificent?
I think so.
Yes, let's have our county supervisor.
Planning commissioner.
And county supervisors Sue and Rich. Ooh. Come.
Okay.
One. Two, three.
Woo! All right, everybody, we're going to head on inside and tour the building.
Okay, as promised, I've returned. It's a moment later, and it's my honor and privilege to introduce great ambassadors for peace and unity in their own right, longtime friends and mentors of mine, Nice Swamis Ananta and Maria. Thank you.
On behalf of Ananda, we would like to welcome all of you. It's a great honor for all of us. We built this temple to share light, beauty, and divine consciousness with the world, and we're honored to have you all here. We are going to have a dedication ceremony for peace. We're going to have the choir come up and sing two songs. We're going to share a little bit of Paramahansa Yogananda's vision for world brotherhood, unity of all religions, and inner peace. And then we're going to have a little fire ceremony with ministers of different faiths from Nevada County. And then we're going to close with a song. So I'd like you all to join me in a prayer and begin this ceremony. Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, Friend, Beloved God, Jesus Christ, Babaji Krishna, Lahiri Moshai, Swami Sri Yukteswar, Paramahansa Yoganandaji, saints of all religions, we invite your presence with us this morning. Help us to feel your peace. Help us to expand our love. Help us to recognize that you are always with us.
and omnipresent.
And omnipresent.
Om. Peace. Amen. Amen. I'd like to have the Ananda Choir come up and sing a few songs.
Lord, may we serve you all our days, ever rejoice to sing your praise. As we together your wisdom seek, charge us with truth whene'er we speak. Lord, may we ever know your will, come to us when our hearts are still. As we your guidance with joy receive, may we as one your bliss achieve. As we your guidance with joy receive, may we as one your bliss achieve. Mother of wisdom, mercy and grace, grant us thy vision, grant us thy
I'd like to begin first with a reading from Yogananda's, Paramahansa Yogananda's Whispers from Eternity. And this prayer is entitled, Demand to Travel by the One Highway of Realization. Our one Father, we are traveling by many true paths toward thy abode of light. Show us the one highway of common realization, where all bypaths of theological beliefs meet. Make us feel that the diverse religions are branches of thy one tree of truth. Bless us that we enjoy the intuition-tested, ripe, luscious fruits of self-knowledge hanging from the many branches of true scriptural teachings. In thy one temple of silence, we all sing to thee a chorus of many-voiced religions. Teach us to chant in harmony with thy love's manifold expressions, that our chorus of souls rouse thee to break thy vow of cosmic silence and lift us into thy lap of universal, immortal understanding. I'd like to ask Nayaswami Ananta now to come up and say a few words.
I would like to thank all of you for coming today, because we built this temple as an outreach for the world, for peace and brotherhood, understanding, cooperation. These are the teachings of Paramahansa Yogananda, but they are also the teachings of Jesus Christ and the Buddha and Krishna and all the masters that have ever lived or will ever live, because truth is one and eternal. And our temple here today is built to send and focus energy from little North San Juan, California, out to the world. When Ananda began 50 years ago, we had the same philosophy, the same beliefs. We just didn't have the same oomph that it would take to build this temple. And so we built other temples, and they got bigger and bigger. And the teachings of World Brotherhood spread, and the Interfaith Service Councils of America spread, and the idea of World Brotherhood spread throughout the world. And there certainly, as in 1920, when Paramahansa Yogananda came to America and brought the idea, a Congress of Religious Liberals was the conference that he came to. But that has been our ideal. And Nevada County has given us a home and a way to do it. And we've been here for 50 years. Ananda has spread to other cities, and we have temples in the United States and in South America and in India and Europe and Africa. And eventually, those of us who believe in world brotherhood and world peace will win the battle. But there's a time frame in changing the world, as you may have noticed. But there's not a time frame in changing yourself. And that is why the Temple of Light is here. If we can find peace within our hearts, if we can recognize that peace is an aspect of the divine for all beings, then we can get in tune with that peace. We can become peaceful people. We can become peaceful individuals. If we can do that, if we can build inner peace in this temple of light through meditation, through events like this, where different denominations come together and the niches of the different religions of the world are honored, we realize that something that Swami Kriyananda mentioned to us repeatedly, and Swami Yogananda, Paramahansa Yogananda, taught, was that when we take up a practice of meditation or inner communion or silent prayer, one of the first aspects of the divine that we become aware of is peace. Peace often comes before joy, before recognition of divine love. And that's a wonderful thing, because we need to have faith that our inner experience is true. We need to realize we can hear it from other people. We can hear it from other religions, other teachers. We can hear it from self-help gurus and coaches on TV and take courses on the internet, all sorts of things you can do. But at some point in our hearts, we have to realize that we are beings of peace. That this narrative that we're all so different, and it has to do with what color our skin is or where our grandparents lived or something like that. That isn't true, because in the heart is the knowledge of the divine. And when we meditate and find peace within, we can become channels for peace. That was Yogananda's message. Joy, yes. Love, yes. Power, wisdom, yes. But peace is sometimes the first one, and that's wonderful. It is amazing, though, that the world is so intent on not peace, but that's their problem. We're committed, as brothers and sisters of all religions, to the teachings that the masters of every religion come, and they keep coming back. The Buddha comes, and Christ comes, and his saints come, and the Divine Mother comes in all sorts of forms. But the message is always the same. Love one another, find peace in your heart, and look for peace. I'm especially glad that you came today, because you had a choice. You could do a lot of things with your Saturday. And you said, no, peace is important. It's what we need right now. And that's why Ananda exists. That's why the different religions exist. That's why the different paths to our one Father exist. Practice that peace in whatever way is best for you. If you like to meditate, come here and meditate. If you like to Sufi dance, go and Sufi dance. If you like to pray beads on a prayer bead, pray beads, pray rosary. It doesn't matter what you do, but get in touch with that place in your heart. Yogananda used to say, make your heart a hermitage, and there'll be peace. And so what we'd like to offer now is a simple fire ceremony. Maria will explain it. And we're going to ask the different reverends and ministers and swamis to come and offer a prayer into that fire. But let us, by extension, have these, our honored guests, represent all the religions of the world. Because we are all trying as hard as we can to make peace a reality. We don't seem to be winning, but we will win eventually, because the Divine Mother is the mother of us all, and eventually we will realize that, and that will be very good. So Maria, would you introduce the... let's do that. Let's have our guest ministers come up and Prakriti introduce them.
We're so grateful to have these wonderful people from our interfaith community here to bless us all and to bless the world. I'm going to start with Reverend Lonnie Howard. She's the Minister Emeritus of the Sierra Center for Spiritual Living in Grass Valley. Thank you for being here, Lonnie. And we have Dr. Don McCormick, who is a co-clerk of the Grass Valley Quaker Meeting. Thank you for being here, Don. And we have Dr. Nancy Harper, who's the chair of the Local Spiritual Assembly of Baha'is from Grass Valley. And we have Pastor Bill Wong, who's the interim pastor for the Peace Lutheran Church in Grass Valley. Thank you, Bill. And we have Swami Dharmananda. He's the assistant director of the Shivananda Ashram in Yoga Farm, located in Grass Valley. Let's welcome them all.
So we're going to have now a simple fire ceremony, and we and our guests will each be offering affirmation or prayer before the fire. We will be offering ghee, which is clarified butter, and that represents our pure aspirations. So as each of these prayers is recited, we will make that offering of ghee into the fire, which is the symbol of the infinite light, that these prayers be ennobled and empowered and manifest in the ether and touch the world, touch all hearts. So I'd like to ask our guests to come up. I better not do that. An explosion here of light. And just come up here on either side. And Ananta, why don't you also come in and see.
Block everyone from seeing.
Yeah. And at some point, I'll have you one at a time come over here. So I'd like to begin first by offering a prayer of Yogananda's, and just to give it context, Yogananda defined self-realization as the path of inner awakening of the individual soul, regardless of religious orientation or personal belief, that if we move towards self-realization, peace will naturally emanate from that. So I would like to begin by offering a prayer of Yogananda's, an affirmation for us all. He said, "For self-realization, I offer my hands, feet, and soul, and I pray all may do the same."
I am so grateful to know that there is just one power, one presence, one life in, around, and through all that is. And it created everything out of itself. So everyone here is an incarnation of that one, of that divine love, of that infinite presence. So I accept and know that the intention that we set today to know this place of love and light is blessed, and that it is a blessing to everyone here today and everyone who comes in the future, that they feel that vibration of love and of light and of peace and of grace. And so I give thanks, knowing that that good is indeed unfolding. It is becoming in this moment. As I release my word into the law of life itself, knowing it is done, and so it is. Amen.
It's a great honor to be invited here today. I understand that there's a lot of people in the room who often will bow and say namaste to each other. And my understanding is that that means I bow to the divine in you. Well, I'm from the Quaker tradition, and I think we have a lot in common, because we too believe that there's the divine in everything, everyone. And we listen to the divine, and it provides guidance. And it never guides us to violence or war. We try to speak and see the God in you. And when I come up and I see the God in you, I'm likely to love and appreciate you, even if you see me as an enemy and want to harm me. When Quakers get into a conflict, or we see a conflict, we try and resolve it nonviolently. Because we see God in everyone, we don't fight in wars. And we've been active in anti-war movements. You may see us in protests and demonstrations. So what causes violence and war? They both come from injustice, bigotry, and oppression. So we work to eliminate the causes of war. When we work for the rights and the dignity of immigrants, people of color, prisoners, the poor, and other oppressed groups, we see this as work for peace. And historically, that's why we were pioneers in the movements against slavery, for women's right to vote, for humane insane asylums, for education reform, and for humane prisons. It's the reason that during and after World War I and II, we fed millions of starving people. And as our founder, George Fox, said, when our lives are examples that affirm our commitment to peace and the spirit, we will walk cheerfully over the earth.
Know ye not why we created you from all the same dust? That no one should exalt himself over the other. The utterance of God is a lamp, whose light is these words. Ye are the fruits of one tree, and the leaves of one branch. Deal ye one with another with the utmost love and harmony, with friendliness and fellowship. He who is the day star of truth, beareth me witness, so powerful is the light of unity that it can illuminate the whole earth. The one true God, he who knoweth all things, himself testifieth to the truth of these words. That all nations should become one in faith and all men as brothers, that the bonds of affection and unity between the sons of men should be strengthened, that the differences of race be annulled. What harm is there in this? Yet so it shall be. These fruitless strifes, these ruinous wars shall pass away, and the most great peace shall come. These strifes and this bloodshed and discord must cease, and all men be as one kindred and one family. Let not a man glory in this, that he loves his country. Let him rather glory in this, that he loves his kind.
I remember checking the website here for Ananda, because the first time I ever heard of Ananda was when I arrived here in Grass Valley. And I noticed there's a picture of Jesus on the website. And being a Lutheran Christian, I said, wow. Yeah. And you know, here I am here at this Temple of Light, at its dedication. And to see that Jesus, you know, is considered one of the teachers, masters of this community. And I'm constantly reminded that Jesus says, I am the light of the world. And by extension, when Jesus speaks of him being the light of the world, he's also speaking to his disciples, saying, guess what? You're the light of the world. Or all of you have seen that song, you know, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, right? So I think part of what we're about here is we're gathered together to be reminded that we are the light. We're reminded that we're in the temple of light, so which means is to share light, to take the light out into the world. And through that light that we experience through Jesus Christ, we're able to experience love, forgiveness, reconciliation, community, and of course, peace. So it's good to be reminded of that every day of our lives. And you know, being an ordained minister of the Lutheran Church, I can say, you know, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Om Namah Shivaya. It's an honor to be here with you all today, and I'm coming from the Shivananda Ashram, and our founder is Swami Vishnudevananda, who's a contemporary of Swami Kriyananda, and our Satguru is Swami Shivananda, a contemporary of Paramahamsa Yoganandaji. And Swami Shivananda's teaching is to see the unity in diversity. And his teaching also says, see the diversity in the unity, to see all the different aspects of the one. And so that is the main teaching from Swami Shivananda in the yoga tradition we know. Swami Vishnudevananda, he's a great ambassador of peace. And you may know he flew around the world in his peace plane, multicolored peace plane. And he would go to hot spots in the world and bomb them with flowers and pamphlets for peace. So it's in that spirit that we're here today, because we're seeking about breaking down the boundaries that prevent us from seeing that unity within our group here, ourselves, and around the world. So Swami Vishnudevananda repeated the mantra Om Namo Narayanaya for peace. So I'd ask everyone if we could all chant this together now and feel that mantra, the energy penetrating your heart, radiating within your heart, and then radiating around the world. Om Namo Narayanaya. 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 Om Namo Narayanaya.
Many thanks to each of you for being representatives and channels for peace and light. Yes. So we're going to offer a blessing now to the world, to all hearts. Feel yourself as an instrument of the light, that light extending through the palms of your hands, through your heart and consciousness, as we together chant Om three times. Shanti, 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 peace, Amen.
So we'll take our seats in the front, and there's going to be one more song. The first two songs were written by Swami Kriyananda, and one more song written by Swami Kriyananda called, yes, Peace, got it.
The sun. to bless us. Mist hands has soothed away pain. Amen.
The ceremony with a prayer. Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
Divine Mother,
Divine Mother,
Friend, Beloved God,
Friend, Beloved God,
Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ,
Babaji Krishna,
Babaji Krishna,
Lahiri Moshai,
Lahiri Moshai,
Swami Sri Yukteswar,
Swami Sri Yukteswar,
Paramahansa Yoganandaji,
Paramahansa Yoganandaji,
Saints of all religions,
Saints of all religions,
we bow to you again and again.
We bow to you again and again.
We thank you for your presence.
We thank you for your presence.
With us this morning.
With us this morning.
Help us to remember.
Help us to remember.
That you are always with us.
That you are always with us.
Help us to share our love.
Help us to share our love.
With everyone we meet.
With everyone we meet.
Om.
Om.
Peace.
Peace.
Amen. This temple will remain open for silent meditation and prayer. You're welcome to go outside those doors and make yourself at home, talk, share, and do whatever you want, see the temple. And at 12:30 down at the market, there's lunch available. You're all invited. Thank you. 12:15. I stand corrected. Okay, so there's lunch down at the market, and it's easy to find it. We'll get you down there. Make yourself at home. A number of the members of the community are there. There's little booths, and the goats are there, and the little things that we do to entertain ourselves. Thank you all for coming. God bless you all.
Himself knows all men as brothers, who knows himself knows all men as brothers. Then, brothers, why endeavor to set ourselves apart? The fences we've been building squeeze tight upon our hearts. Come sing the truth that all.
Come sing the truth that all men are.